Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And a very pleasant good morning. Welcome to Going Low. Paul Alexander with you until 8 o'clock. And we're just going to get right to it. Why mess around? We're going right to one of the very, very elite golf writers who's been doing it for, at what point, Gary, does it become you don't want to be told how long you've been doing this? I mean, I think it's a badge of honor, but a lot of people get a little uptight about getting old. I hope you're okay with being one of the senior writers covering golf for all of us. How do you feel about the 41 years you will be going down Magnolia Lane to cover a Masters? I would imagine pretty proud.
Well, I think we should back up, and I think we should still just mess around for a while, Paul. I don't know.
You know what? I'm pretty famous for that.
Yeah, it's weird to think I've been to the Masters. This will be my 41st time. I remember Dan Jenkins or somebody saying, maybe it was Herman Bischer, those guys had been to, went to 60-some. They said, wow. Once you hit 52, you spent a year of your life in Augusta at the Masters, which sounds pretty good on one hand. On the other hand, like a year? So you went there for a year and you didn't play the course? Come on.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. We're with Gary Van Sickle, who did you start writing for all those? Who did you cover your first Masters for?
I started at the Milwaukee Journal, an afternoon paper. And in case anybody remembers either a newspaper or an afternoon newspaper, you got to be our age, remember that. And then that's a long story, but Golf Digest was bought by the New York Times, or Golf World Magazine, a weekly, was bought by the New York Times, moved from Pinehurst to Connecticut to be with Golf Digest. They stole my sports editor in Milwaukee to run Golf Magazine. He stole me to go with him. So I was at Golf World for 8 or 9 years. It was kind of the Bible of the tour because nobody was covering the tour that hard. This is before the internet. And then Sports Illustrated stole my managing editor. They started a golf section within SI. It was a special customized deal where you had to ask for it. It was free. It was called Golf Plus.
I remember that.
Yeah, it went to like half a million of the 3 million Sports Illustrated subscribers. But if you can remember a time when a magazine would have 3 million subscribers. And
I couldn't wait for every Thursday to get mine. And I got Golf Digest every week as well.
You know, it just, depending on how old you are, certain things were just etched in stone. And Sports Illustrated, at one point, was the center of the sports universe.
Well,
and
I mean,
ESPN in the 90s kind of blew right by that. And by the 2000s, you know, the writing was on the wall. And Sports Illustrated went on. The golf section went away. Sports Illustrated started dumping people, salary dump to get rid of people. So they could sell the company. They sold, I mean, Paul, think of it, Time Inc. They sold the Time Inc. empire of all those magazines, People, Entertainment Weekly. I mean, these hugely successful magazines they sold them all, and Sports Illustrated got sold and resold and resold, and it's barely a monthly now. And even the website, I've been writing, contributing to SI.com, even that shut down a couple of weeks ago because the owners, were behind on the rent, leasing the SI name. So they've got that worked out, supposedly. And look, if you're going to cover golf, you better have some stories the week of the Masters, because in advertising, the Masters in golf is the week of the year.
It's the king.
And if you miss that, then the rest of the year is not much. So they've got it straightened out, and we'll see if I'm going to have some stories for SI.com or if I will be appearing elsewhere next week. But I am going.
You're appearing regardless.
Yeah, I'll be there. Look, I've got a parking spot now. When you hit 40 years, you get an award. You get a parking spot with a sign with your name on it.
Wow.
It's right by the fence near the press center. So, it's kind of worth it just for that. You gotta go back just to park your car there.
I would.
Say you did, take a picture of it. So,
heck yeah, man. That's living.
So that's where it is, 40, 41 years, and the place has changed so much. The world changed in 41 years. I mean,
yes.
Who are we kidding?
Now, as far as the legendary, you put your name, I guess, in a big hat, and they pull your name to play on Monday. Have you ever been selected to be able to play on the Monday after the Masters?
Yeah, I've done it twice.
Nice.
In the old days, I think the first time was like 81, 82. In the old days, that you got in line on Saturday morning, and you stood there until the gigantic security guard, who probably weighed 350 pounds. Of course, his name was Tiny.
Of course.
Southern guy. He always came up with, he'd get on the PA and say, the golf riders meeting is fixed and the commence. Anyways, you stood in line Saturday morning to put your name on a board. When Tiny said you could start signing, you got it. So another guy and I, we were there early. And they took 20 riders and 20 TV radio people. So
nice.
We got in, and then they changed. You can only do it once in your life. And then they changed the rules later because they changed the course, and they said you could do it a second
time. Because the course is different.
They changed it. Yeah, then they said every 8 years you could put your name back in. So I did it again in like 2001, put my name in the lottery and got in. I haven't even – this is going to sound terrible, but I haven't even been putting my name in the last few years. I mean, I've been eligible for a while to do it again, but,
I mean, once the bucket list is complete, I guess, you've done it.
Well, you'd like to. It's April. Anytime, any golfer knows this. If you get a chance, let's say you get invited to play Oakmont for the first time, and it's April, and your game, you don't even have a game yet. You can't,
barely have a swing.
Yet. And you go out to Oakmont and you shoot a million, and no matter how great Oakmont is, it's hard to enjoy playing bad. In fact, it kind of, I had a chance to play and I played terrible. It's hard to enjoy it.
It is.
So it's kind of that way. And, you look at the weather forecast, it's going to rain on Monday, possibly. You look ahead and I don't know. I haven't been doing it, and I've had other things to do. I had to go to another turn. I don't know.
So, you're probably ready to get out of there on Monday. I mean, you've been busting it all week.
Yeah, well.
Like, it's like, let's get out of here.
That's a weak argument to somebody who has never played Augusta.
Correct.
They look at you and say,
you're out of your mind.
I've had people say, you make me sick.
Now, when you did play, Gary, when you did play, did you go all the way back or did you play like the men's tees?
They don't let you go all the way back.
Ah.
You have caddies. The first time I did it, I had a guy who was, a really nice guy, a little old black gentleman named Jimmy. He was Gene Littler's caddy in the Masters.
Wow.
And,
Dr. Gene Littler.
And we had to play the members tees, which on number 11, you're moved way up.
Yeah.
And then the second time I played, they're so short, they don't have enough club caddies. And I didn't know this when I was playing in 2001. I'm playing in the front nine, and you know, I wanted to play better, and I'd hit found a place, hit some balls during the week, and I screwed up first couple of holes. The guy gave me a bad yardage on number three, and I think I made a double.
Ouch.
I find out on the fifth green from one of the other caddies that my caddy's from New Jersey. He just came in for the day.
He has no idea what's going on at Augusta.
No, he's reading the putts, and the other guys, the other two guys, are you know, were working, like shaking their head, like, all right. So I started over. I think I shot 45 on the front, and I finished bogey in the back to shoot 35. So
woo!
I shot 80, okay. But you know, at the time, 79 would have sounded better.
And isn't that, you know, I have four separate 80s at Oakmont.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Why couldn't one of those? And
right.
And twice I doubled 17 from Big Mouth. I mean, it's just that day was with Bob Ford, and I hit a soft sand wedge into the green, high, short of the pin, and it just wouldn't stop. It wouldn't stop, and Bob Ford just said, "Paulie, welcome to Oakmont."
Yeah.
That was it. Well, I mean, that there's no explanation. That's just the way it is sometimes.
Oakmont has a strange masochistic streak that has affected a lot of the clubs in the area.
Yeah, you're right.
Where, you know, harder is better. And I don't know. You have to get better to survive Oakmont.
It is survival.
I mean, the members there, you got to be a great player. Otherwise, you're never going to have any fun. And Augusta's not that way at all.
It seems so friendly. It seems friendly.
Yeah, it's friendly. The course is kind of wide open. I'm sure they mow the rough. I mean, they don't even have rough. It's just slightly longer. He can spray your ball anywhere and still have a swing. So that makes it fun. And the greens are, you know, not as fast as they are during Masters Week, unlike Oakmont. So it's a fantastic members course. I know that there's an image that these guys are rich. Well, they are rich.
They are.
But they're not snobs. They're very friendly. And the course is really a delight. And nobody's going down there and playing 70 rounds a year at Augusta National. You don't do that. You don't abuse your membership. So, it's a pretty nice – it would be a pretty nice place to play. So, I don't know. I mean, the score is not really important. But the day I messed up and my caddy was from New Jersey on the 7th tee, I just said, I don't even know how many over I am, but I'm starting over right now. I'm even par. It's a beautiful day. I'm just going to enjoy it.
Perfect.
And I'm going to see what I can shoot, see if I can play these last holes and what, you know, try to play better. And, you know, I did. You can't be score conscious when you play, but it's hard not to when you get to play an epic golf course.
You're competitive. I mean, that's just the nature of it. You want to play well.
Right. You get to play Pebble Beach. I mean, you don't want to shoot 143.
No,
it takes the fun out of it.
Now, as far as this year's Masters, and I know we're in the middle of the the Texas Open right now, and that's fine, and you know it's great. We're going to pay attention to that, but everyone's kind of just gearing up for next weekend. And to me, it's almost like the AFL and the NFL, because you have 13 live guys coming over. And what would it mean for like a John Rahm or one of these guys from live, a Brooks Koepka, to find a way to win the Masters? Would that help? or would that like force them to finally find a way to merge these two competitive tours?
You know, I think everybody, most people on the PGA Tour side of this issue, I think everybody's so worn out. Everybody's got live golf fatigue.
Yep.
We're tired of this whole thing. And, you know, if you want to go play your little events around the world in obscurity and not get any attention and make a bunch of money at win tournaments that mean anything, I mean, go ahead. Keep it up. And I don't think, you know, the live guys could win all four majors. I don't think it's going to affect the negotiations or anything. It's just, it'd be inconvenient truth of the PGA Tour that, well, we don't have all the best guys in the world anymore on our side, but there's room for two tours in golf. And I just don't see Liv getting any traction with what they've done. Nobody can name a tournament.
No.
You know, and
you can't follow
that,
it. It's impossible to follow.
Yeah, the team thing is different enough that you can almost see, like, well, gee, what if they ran this like a baseball league and each team was a franchise?
Yeah.
But team golf, you know, the members of the team are in different holes. If you've ever had, my son played college golf, Mike, he's still in the area, great player.
Tremendous.
In college golf, nobody knows what is going on.
Exactly.
You know, so even though you watch the Ryder Cup and all this two-man alternate shot is, you know, it's exciting because it's the Ryder Cup. It's not exciting because it's team golf.
Correct.
And they don't, you thought that might be a way to differentiate themselves, but the reality is there's no way to play team golf that's going to make it exciting. And the other reality is the real stars in professional golf are the tournaments themselves. We know, we're going to say the Greater Milwaukee Open, but it's defunct. But we know the Texas Open. We know Torrey Pines.
Correct.
We know the Phoenix Open. We know these tournaments, and when a player wins them, we don't know the player, but we know the tournament. And people watch because the tournaments mean something. And Liv is never going to have that. So it's just a question of how long they want to throw money at it. And in the case of the Saudis, you know, they have enough money
unlimited.
To do this forever. Now, you know, why aren't they throwing money at the media? I'm available. Paul,
yeah.
You and I.
Hey, let's go. Yeah. We'll do, you know, you're already doing a great podcast that I love. And, yeah,
I'm holding out for a four-figure deal. I'm not that expensive.
We're with Gary Van Sickle, the legendary golf writer who has spent 40 years covering the Masters, and it'll be 41 in just a week. And what is Mike up to right now? I remember, did he win two state championships when he was still in high school? Is that correct?
Probably. He won the state amateur. He won the state open. I think he's won the West Penn Open. You know, honestly, I've lost track.
He did a lot of really good stuff when he was playing golf.
Yeah, he had his card on the Corn Ferry Tour, but he never got exempt,
ouch,
which meant you still had to Monday qualify,
yeah.
And that's hard.
It's brutal.
And so he knocked on the, you know, the whole game in professional golf is there's 1,000 guys trying to get through the door. That's got room for 15 guys.
Yeah.
And he just, you know, you'd like to think if he had a full season on the Corn Ferry Tour that he could have, you know, he would have done some damage.
Got into that top 25. Yeah, I think he could have.
Yeah, he never got on that. He never got through the door, and that's the game. So he gives, it turns out he's phenomenal at instruction. He's a great teacher. He gives lessons out at the simulators in no off season in Mars.
Nice.
And simulator golf is a blast.
It is huge. It is huge everywhere right now. And the weather we get around here, I mean, I think it's going to get even bigger around here.
You know, in South Korea, simulator golf is everything. They have like, you know, they don't have that many golf courses, but they have like 700,000 people who get off of work at 5 o'clock, go down to the simulator place, grab a six pack, and they pound it down. And while they play golf, it's like bowling links used to be in the U.S.
That's exactly what it's like.
Yeah, and people go there and they learn the game on the simulator, which is a great way to learn because, you know, you're not on a golf course, you're not slowing anybody down, you're not in anybody's way, you know, people are intimidated, beginners, by good players who, you know, want to play through. They don't want you in their way.
Correct.
So that really hasn't been taken advantage of. And you got the places that, you know, even outdoor places like Topgolf or indoor places, they want to sell you an hour worth of time on the simulator, and they want to sell you food and beverage.
Yeah, and they will.
And they aren't really that interested in teaching you how to play golf.
They just want you to have fun.
Only, you know, somebody's going to catch on, you know, a place like No Off Season. This is a great place to learn, and it's hard to find a good teacher in golf. Anybody will tell you that, and you don't know until you've taken lessons with somebody. So he's on that track. He still plays some. He's working on getting his PGA of America card, and he still plays in the tri-state section events. So, you know, I'm getting worse every year. So, you know, I used to beat him maybe once a year if he played his worst and I played my best, but yeah, not
doesn't
anymore.
Happen anymore. No, that's a shame.
No, I'm going downhill. I'm getting shorter every year.
I know. We lose like 5 yards. We lose 5 yards a year after like 55. I read somewhere.
Well,
so I'm 63. I've lost like 35 yards or 40 yards, whatever. It's crazy.
Paul, why doesn't that work with weight too?
I don't understand. I don't get it. It's just, you know, life's not fair. I think that's once you embrace that life's not fair, you're going to be fine.
It's like life is like Oakmont. It's hard and it's not fair.
Exactly. Gary, I wish I had more time. Where can people find you? I know you're doing this great podcast. Where else can they find you?
Yeah, we just did a podcast yesterday, in fact, with there's a new golf movie coming out called The Long Game with Dennis Quaid. It's pretty good.
Nice.
It's about some Latino caddies in Del Rio, Texas, who want to get into a club and they can't, and they start their own golf team. It's, you know, it's kind of like Hoosiers.
Nice.
For golf. And we had those guys on the Golf Show 2.0. It's called The Long Game. They were fun. That's a good question. SI.com normally.
Hopefully.
I've been doing some stuff for ProGolfWeekly.com and NewEngland.golf. And The First Call is a newsletter you can sign up for. I'm definitely on there every other Wednesday. Hopefully I'm going to be in SI.com, but it's not a done deal yet this next week. So we'll see.
Well, Gary, thanks so much for getting up early, and let's tee it up one of these days soon.
Paul, it was great being had by you.
Gary Van Sickle, the legendary golf writer, he will be at Augusta next week. We got to take a time out. This is Going Low. We're poured by Bell's Oberon Beer, which I think is still the coolest way to be represented as a sponsor. Poured by, and we're powered by Bowser, and we're also part of the Southwest Greens of Pennsylvania. We'll be back, and we also have a nice guest coming up in just a bit. Jeff Leishman will join us from Jupiter, Florida. That's all coming up on Going Low right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.